Sisters in Jesus Christ, good morning again. We are happy to be in the sight of the King of Kings to share His word. And we are going to read in Revelation chapter 2 from 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 2 from 1 to 7. Let's read the word of God. Revelation chapter 2 from 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 2 from 1 to 7. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the word of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your toil and your patient endurance. I know how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at the first. Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Yes, this you have. You had the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also had. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. That is the word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning we are going to share about a topic titled, Your First Love. Your First Love. This revelation comes from someone who has a name. He is the God, the living God. I'm begging the media team to project the next slide so that you can see the name of this God who's revealing His word. He is the one holding the seven stars in His right hands. What that means? It means our God has power. He has also authority. This word comes from Him. He has power. He has authority. That means right hands. The same God is the pillar of the church. That means we can do anything without Him. He's the one holding the seven stars. This word comes from someone who is sustaining the church. The church means stars. He's sustaining the church. This revelation comes from someone who is walking among seven golden lampstands. What that means? It means that Jesus is present. He's walking among His people. But also He's humble. Despite of His power, despite of His authority, He's walking among His people. He's also expecting them to be the light. And that's why we are called lampstands. He's calling us very important and expensive in His sight. That's why He's calling us golden. You may ask yourself many questions. Why a powerful God? Why a humble God? Why a God with an authority can come to visit His people? For which purpose? This God is coming for two purposes. Number one is to appreciate. And that's what the word of God says. I know. The word I know is just to appreciate what the church is doing. I know your work. This morning, the Lord sent me to tell you that He know how your gift is benefit to the whole church. And God is thankful for it. He know how you are working for God's kingdom. He knows how you are working for the benefit of the society. He know how your work is very important in your family. He knows how your contribution for the Sebe Kagomaville church activities is very important. He knows everything. But also, He knows your labors. That means he knows how much you are giving your sacrifice in the interest of the kingdom of God. He knows how much you are spending nights praying for the church and serving the Lord. He knows how much you are fasting for peace in the world. He knows how you're working very hard for the improvement of better life in the society. The Lord knows your patience. He knows how you overcome several temptations in your workplace. He knows how you cannot be as those who are evil. He knows how you are careful in terms of doctrinal issues. He knows your endurance. He knows how you are enduring patiently and you have labored for his name. He knows everything. Can we clap for him? Because he appreciates what we are doing. He knows, brothers and sisters. But also the Lord come for another thing. And that's the last thing, the last word during this preaching. You have come also to remind a couple of details in your spiritual life. Can we read verse 4? But, wow, I have this against you. But, nevertheless, I have this against you. It's about details in our lives. Brothers and sisters, the details in our life are so important. It means, despite of things that is going well, there is something wrong that the Lord has found in my life. Since we are expansive in his sight, since we are a light, the Lord has found something. And that's what he quoted by the word, but. It's like a surprise. It was a surprise for this church in Ephesus. You have abandoned your first love. That's only the main issue that the Lord is underlining. Only the first love. Only that. But for other things, you are okay. No problem with your God. But only you've forgotten, you've abandoned your first love. First love, it's about love to God. The Bible says, love your God with all your hearts, with all. Can you continue? Love your God with, only that. The first love is also about your deep and consistent relation with God. It's about your connection to God. It means slowly you are drifting away from the deep connection to your God. And you are starting emitting wrong ways. Only that. But for other things, you are okay. I am okay. This church was okay in other things. But only they were drifting slowly, step by step, from the deep connection to their gods. It's like someone should appreciate the way you are dressing, but he just put a conclusion saying, you are dressed, but you have forgotten your belt. Imagine. You prepared a delicious meal, but you've forgotten to put salt. You are a good man, but too talkative. You are a good singer, but very lazy. You are a good Christian, but so drinker. You are a faithful church member, but it's like someone who bought a new car for $20,000, but he have no fuel inside. That means your car cannot function unless you buy at least 10 liters of fuel. Brothers and sisters, the details in our lives are so important for our Christian life. We should interest on the details of our life. The Bible says, remember where you have fallen. Remember what are the details in your life that are not blessing people. Remember what things that are not going well in your Christian life are just things. The Bible says, repent. That means change. The Bible says, do the works you did at first. That means connect you deeply to Christ through your prayers,
through your Bible readings, through fasting, and so on and so on. Remember how you started your Christian's journey. Things have changed, and that's what the Lord is coming this morning to remind you. Your first love, please remember. The Lord says in conclusion, if not, I will remove the lampstand at his place. That means if you do not change, if you do not repent, if you do not come to the first works, the first love, I will reject you. I will disqualify you. Your light will change into darkness. Your blessing will be changed into curse. You will not be important in my sight. So the Lord is just putting a big emphasis in the details in our lives. Details are so important. Through the details in our life, we can bless people. Through the details in our life, we can be even evangelizing people. The details are important in our life. The Lord is promising a reward to those people who will come back to their first love. And that's what he says in verse 7. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. That's the reward that the Lord is promising to those who will come back to their first love. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is just reminding us this morning to come back to our first love. How you started your spiritual journey. Is it the same as today? Your first love. The details in your spiritual life are so important. May God bless his word. Amen. Thank you.